This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Can you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the silly permission to get in that mothership?
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Want to see your loan options, adjust payments and closing costs online in real time? Well, Rocket can. Coming up this hour here on the DA Show, we are stunned to a news in 20 minutes. And in 40 minutes, has Nick Sirianni provided instant life to the Philadelphia Eagles? An impressive victory on Sunday over the Falcons, dominant victory, and a great effort from Jalen Hurts. But is it just because it was the Falcons? We'll talk about that coming up on the show a little bit later on in the hour. We are live in McCall, Idaho today as part of the Boise Trip Tour. The Permission Granted Tour is back in Boise. Hashtag back to Boise. And we are thrilled to be here. We're broadcasting live a couple of hours north from Boise in McCall, Idaho. Beautiful resort mountain town. Getting ready for a day of fishing in the canyons, which I'm super stoked about. So we are loving life here in McCall. And our next guest was one of the toughest dudes to wear purple ever. He is a member of the Minnesota Vikings Ring of Honor. He is a member of the Minnesota Vikings all-time team. He's one of the 50 greatest Vikings. He was a two-time Pro Bowler and All-Pro. And he's also the author of a new book called Viking for Life, a four-decade football love affair. Joining us this morning on the show, Scott Studwell. Scott, good morning.
Good morning. Do you go by DA or do you go by Damon? Or
you know,
does it matter?
That's a very respectful question. People don't often ask me that. I usually go by DA because it's a little shorter and easier. But you can look, I'm not going to argue with you, Scott. You played in the NFL for how many years? That's not my job to argue with you. Either one works for me. But, yeah, DA works.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. So I wanted to make sure we got off on the right foot.
Well, that's very kind of you. I was hoping we would get off the right foot from my standpoint, so this is all good. So you played on some really good Vikings teams, and I'm immediately brought back to 1987 because you guys had one of the great upsets in NFL playoff history. You're a two-touchdown underdog plus to the San Francisco 49ers. They were the dominant team, the home field advantage team of the NFC that year, and you go to Candlestick in the divisional round, and Anthony Carter absolutely goes crazy, just absolutely goes off. And it is one of those games where you'll just never forget how dominant he was. What was it like watching AC do those acrobatics in the air and help you guys defeat the heavily favored Niners on the road?
Well, you know, he just had one of those magical days that showcased his ability, showcased his talent. You know, the great players play great in the big games, and AC was one of those guys. He was probably very underrated as a receiver, as a player, as a returner. Very quiet, unassuming personality. You know, he wouldn't say boo if he had to, and he just went about his business. He was a true professional. You know, and when you look at AC, he didn't, you know, he wasn't going to wow you with his size, but he was sneaky fast, and he had great ball skills, and he had unbelievable quickness. His route concepts were, you know, by the book. You know, and Burnsy just loved him. So he was one of his favorites, certainly one of Wade's favorite targets through that stretch. And just, you know, had a great career for us and had a huge day in San Francisco.
An amazing, historic day. NFL playoff record of the time, 10 catches for 227 in the upset over the Niners. You guys end up getting to the NFC Championship game by virtue of that postseason. He still holds the record for most punt return yards in a single postseason and most all-purpose yards in a single postseason. You go to RFK in the NFC Championship game and fall just short as Darren Nelson is stopped right at the goal line on that incomplete pass. How often do you think about the ending of the 87 NFC Championship game?
Well, you know, it was probably the biggest heartbreak of my entire career. You know, I was lucky enough. You know, I came to the Vikings in 1977, and we ended up going to the NFC Championship game my rookie season. So it, you know, it felt like it was one of those games that you were going to play in. You know, every other year or every year based on the talent we had in Minnesota at the time. And then we didn't go back for 10 years. So, you know, it caught up to us, and, you know, we had a chance in Washington. We were on the road for 3 weeks. And I think everybody was maybe a little bit road weary, but, you know, we had an opportunity to at least tie the game. And we didn't, you know, so it was just one of those things that happens. And I'll never forget walking down the field when we switched quarters, into the fourth quarter, and I was walking alongside Doug Williams, and he came up to me, and, you know, we had both been in the league a long time, and he said, well, you know, one of us is going to be in the Super Bowl in about 15 minutes. And I said, I know, I just hope it's us, bro. And obviously we didn't get there. They did. They ended up winning, beat Denver. So it was a great year for them, and almost great year for us. But we got there, which is, you know, a consolation prize, I guess. But now, we never did get to the big game during my whole career, and that's probably the thing I missed the most.
And the Vikings are still waiting to go back to their first Super Bowl since 1976. He led the team all-time franchise in tackles when he retired with nearly 2,000 of them. Linebacker Scott Studwell joins us this morning on the show, one of the greatest Vikings ever. And you were there with Bud Grant in your early days, and Bud Grant is a Minnesota icon. He's an NFL icon. He led the team to multiple Super Bowl appearances, and we saw him a couple of years ago. Frigid, cold, outdoor Minnesota day in January in the playoffs, coming out for the coin toss in a polo, short sleeves. And, I mean, the guy looked rock solid at 80-some-odd years old. Just how tough of a human being is Bud Grant?
Well, you know, when I played for him, he was probably the most stoic individual that I'd ever been around. You know, as far as a head coach was concerned, he was He kept the players at arm's length, with the exception of a few players, notably probably Jim Marshall more so than anyone else. But you know, he was just one of those guys that was, when he spoke, everybody listened. When he glared at you, you quivered. He was a man of few words, but with what he said, it just always made sense, and it was to the point. There wasn't a lot of rambling. There wasn't a lot of flavor, so to speak, in his conversation. But in my dealings with him since he retired and since I was moved into the front office and the scouting department, he's a joy to talk to. He's a joy to be around. He's a lot more outgoing than you would have ever thought as a player for him. He's well versed, and he's got a multitude of talents, and he loves the outdoors and a big family man, and he's still doing well. I believe Bud's 94. Probably 94 right now, yeah. and not getting around as well as he used to, but I mean mentally he's extremely sharp. Honestly, I haven't seen him in about a year and a half with this pandemic, but hopefully or unfortunately, I will probably see him today. I'm going to go to Mick Tinglehoff's funeral today, which is very sad. But yeah. Bud was Bud, and Bud could melt you with a stare, but when you get to know him, he's a very kind, gentle, intelligent person.
Scott Studwell joins us this morning on the show, a member of the Vikings Ring of Honor. Mick Tinglehoff was total Iron Man on the offensive line of the Minnesota Vikings for many, many years, and unfortunately passed away last week. Now, you have spent a lifetime as well in the scouting department, and you have spent a lifetime looking for the next Scott Studwell, the next Anthony Carter, and the next great players. What's the one player that you are absolutely shocked did not have a great NFL career that you scouted and said, this guy's a no-brainer, this guy's got a Pro Bowl, maybe Canton written all over him, and I got no doubts, and it just didn't end up that way?
Rather than name names, I would prefer not to do that just because I don't want to throw somebody under the bus. There were a handful of times that we took players with early picks that didn't pan out, and typically the reason why they failed was that the game was just too big for them. They were good college players or great college players that just couldn't handle the professional pressure, so to speak. They just didn't have that it factor that separated them from the run-of-the-mill players or the solid backup players. And when you take players with early picks, they're supposed to be the cornerstone of that position or the cornerstone of your offense or defense or special teams, and they just didn't turn out that way. A lot of times you get into a problem when you pick for need. When you're trying to fill a position that you're almost forcing a player into because their value may not be that high, but the need for your team is greater than their ability. So, you know, that's when we got in trouble, and that's when we made mistakes, and it's not their fault for us picking them. It's just they weren't ready, and they never were ready, and the game was just too much for them.
Scott Studwell joins us this morning on the show, and he has a new book out called Viking for Life, a four-decade football love affair. After years of the NFL playing, he became a scout, years of the front office as well, and you have a foreword in it by Paul Wiggin, and he says, "How often do we truly meet an authentic person? Scott Studwell is one of the most authentic people in my life, and it's been more than 70 years since." And I wonder about that authenticity. You know, you wore your heart in your sleeve as a football player, and you were clearly one of the emotional leaders of that Vikings defense for many, many years. Is it important to you to be real, to be authentic, or does that come naturally?
Yes, I believe it's very important to be yourself. I think it's very important to to be authentic. I think most people can see right through individuals when they're not, I don't know where the passion came from. I don't know, why I loved the game so much and why I was so fortunate and so, to be with this organization for 42 years. I guess it's hard for me to take credit for that, but I know how hard I worked to do that and to accomplish that. But there were a lot of people along the way that I know were crucial in me getting there and being able to do what I did. We wouldn't have enough time to thank everybody, but Paul Wiggin obviously is one of those people. Roger Hedrick, my wife Jenny, who allowed me to, spend 225 nights a year on the road when she was raising our kids. You have to have the support from other people to be successful. And at least that's the way I feel. That's the way I know it happened. It was just, I loved going to work every day, and when that love or luster finally wore off, it was time to step away, and I did. So I was very lucky to have that run, especially in this league, to play as long as I did and to stay with the organization and the scouting department. It was an absolute joy.
Scott Studwell joining us this morning on the show, one of the 50 greatest Vikings, a member of their Ring of Honor, multi-time Pro Bowler, and the author of a new book called Viking for Life, a love affair of four decades in football. Scott, this was such a fun conversation, man. Thanks so much for doing it, and thank you for asking D.A. or Damon. That's the first time a guest has ever asked that. I appreciate that very much.
Well, it's nice to hear your voice, D.A., and anytime you want to call, you've got my number, so I appreciate it.
Thanks very much. Scott Studwell joining us this morning on the show. Excellent. When you talk about a different era of football, it was a different era of football, the 70s and the 80s in which he played from the late 70s through 1990, and that was still a pretty vicious time of playing on hard concrete, artificial turf, and throw some dirt on it and shoot it up and get back out there and play through everything, and still not making tons of cash like they did
by the 2000s, and so you had post-playing careers, like being a scout for 20-some-odd seasons. And
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today. Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Scott Studwell is one of the toughest dudes, one of the toughest, so I really appreciate him joining us on the show. That was very cool. When we come back on the show, we are stunned to a news. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Why not?
It just doesn't happen.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
The MLB Player of the Week brought to you by AutoZone. Vlad Guerrero Jr. smacks his league-leading 45th home run on Monday as he pushes towards an AL Triple Crown, tied with Michael Brantley for batting average of .315, trailing Salvi Perez by 6 RBIs. What makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination? Because they offer free battery testing and charging and reliable replacement batteries. And they've always got your battery solution. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Check us out on your phone. Stream us using the CBS Sports app or the Odyssey app. Both are free. The Odyssey app specifically, you can pause, rewind, and fast forward the DA show or whatever else that it is that you're listening. The CBS Sports app or the Odyssey app. Ryan tweets, hey, great interview with Scott Studwell, DA. I'm glad he didn't cut his own interview short and wasn't pushing Spam with Smirnoff cotton candy seltzer water. A plate of Spam fries takes 1.3 years off of your life. Yesterday, Mark Schlereth joined us on the show, and I don't think he was specifically pushing Spam. Was he, Maras? He was pushing tailgating recipes? He always has like 4 different sponsors when he comes on.
Yes, and I know one specifically was Smirnoff. Also, he started with a certain TV company. But now that I think about it, Spam might have been one of them, DA, and he was just giving you an alternative of what to do with the Spam.
Hey, guys, I got a roll. I got another interview set up.
He did enjoy cutting off the interview at the end of the show, at the end of the interview, which never happens. The guest never says, I'm out of here.
It's not but a party without meatballs.
He was talking about Spam French fries. Now that I think of it, I guess he was pushing Spam.
I guess probably not true. A good job as the pitch man if we don't remember what he was pushing the next day.
Well, look, we don't remember which TV company it was either. So it just, you know, when some guys just rip through a million different pitches, you don't, it just is in one ear, out the other. But now that I think of it, I guess he must have been pushing Spam because he went into a full Spam recipe thing.
All you're getting is Spam.
And so he said he loves Spam. His wife is from Hawaii, I believe he said. And so they love Spam in Hawaii. And he was talking about making Spam French fries, and I said, what are Spam French fries? And he said, cut up Spam into the shape of French fries and then fry them. You can either fry them in an air fryer or, I guess, in an oven or a deep fryer. But he said it's got the consistency of French fries, but none of the carbs.
It's a healthy alternative.
Put ume in there, for crying out loud.
Ume. He wanted ume on those Spam fries. And I was thinking about this yesterday because, of course, this show consumes my life. And I thought that for the football food of the week, Mraz, are you not now legally obligated to do something Spam-centric for one of your football foods of the week, maybe even this week?
Well, so I really thought about this last night as well, DA, because, of course, this is the things we think about that are more important. The heck with guests. It's do we go Spam fries on the football food of the week? I owe it to a listener because I did a lot of research on something they teased on Target Demo Friday last week, and I really fell in love with it to do that this week. But I think out of intrigue, out of respect for Mark Schlereth cutting respect. Off the interview, Spam might have to resurface. And as we've said, we've done over like 169 recipes since the football week, food of the week started. We've never used Spam. And frankly, let's be honest, you might be out of ideas soon. Spam, it's an extended season. We have that one extra week. Spam might find its way onto the menu this year.
We've done over 160 football food of the week. So that means we've done 170?
I believe. Well, yeah, I guess that's a good
very
point.
Very specific. Over 169 recipes have been delivered.
Good point. We've hit 170. Now, I definitely doubled up on a couple for sure, spaced out by years. But yeah.
A couple of dips.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, have you ever heard of the French onion dip with bacon? That was a good one.
Tomorrow morning, we're broadcasting live from Dutch Bros in Boise, the one in Milwaukee. So we encourage everybody to come by and watch the show. On Friday morning show, we're actually at a restaurant called Simply Bacon.
Oh.
And
I'm
reminded of Mraz for one football food of the week doing French onion dip with bacon. And that with bacon has become a pretty infamous drop on the show. And I think that maybe we've created this.
French onion dip with bacon.
And we said, like, that's not a football food of the week. That's just dip with bacon. You just
with bacon.
Bacon to just a can of dip. You could open up a can of dip and bacon
to it. It's a good food. It's a good snack.
All you're getting is Spam.
With bacon.
So on Friday, we're actually at a place called Bacon. And I think this is one of those things where you speak it into existence. Mraz said with bacon. We've played with bacon on the air so often that it became a drop for Dave Freeman to do during a Winthrop game.
With bacon.
And now we're actually doing a show from a place called Bacon.
Bacon.
It's the DA show literally with bacon.
Bacon. The DA show at bacon. Bacon.
French onion dip. At bacon.
With bacon.
It's Stun to News at bacon.
Bacon. Oh, I'm starving.
Mraz, I'm killing you here. I know. Actually, maybe not, because maybe you've put down Instagram, because all those Broncos fans have been killing you.
Oh.
But I posted the picture of my salmon Benedict from Goldie's yesterday.
I saw it. I joined Prater in the ballgame in the afternoon yesterday. They gave me the menu of everywhere you're going. It's disheartening. D.A., I become such a hater. I'm in the control room with Pete the Body, and I'm does he have to do a show in the mountains? That stinks. I am throwing cold water on everything you're doing because I just really wish I was there. So I've become the biggest sour hater. Just, this is a stupid show. Why is he doing this? Like, I'm become that guy because I'm so tired of looking at your food in the menu, and I know what I'm doing.
Explain to me why you think this is a stupid show to do.
It's not, but I wish I was there. I wish I took the 3-hour drive and I was staring at this beautiful lake and the beautiful pictures you put up on Instagram. So because I'm not there, now it's a stupid show. That's why. That's the only sole reason why.
So you're going to go to this doctor's appointment on Friday, and they're actually going to delay the birth until next week?
Well, no.
You literally could have come?
It's not a delaying of the birth. Doctor, last night, we went, and basically the fear here was that the baby is not, like, turned around enough, so, and it's, like, stuck in place like Spider-Man, so the thought was we might have to do, maybe it's, like, a C-section or induced labor or whatever, and the doctor was going to be very big on this. We got, I guess good news for Danielle that the baby did a big turnaround and as basically like a plane on a runway has positioned itself for takeoff.
Oh, wow.
But because of that positioning, the doctors now are no longer in fear of needing to schedule some kind of inducing, which could have happened by the end of this week, which might have been on Friday, say. Now they have told her we are at 36 weeks or 37, whatever that is. Basically, within the next 2 weeks, if the baby does not come naturally, then we go back to the inducing situation. So now they believe while the baby is in place, it's probably going to hold out for at least another week, meaning I could have made this trip. I say that and watch an hour from now, I'll have a baby. Who knows?
Gaga.
Again, the worst case scenario for Mraz is he stayed home because of the baby potentially being born, and that we have this trip. We come home, there's a few days in between, and then the baby comes well after that, and then he could have made the trip. That will, I know you're already going to resent Peyton, but that in that this case, that hypothetical, you'll really resent.
It's haunting. This entire situation has haunted me deeply. This week is haunting me. The fact that I would love to be in some kind of boat fishing and being one of the four people, you know, holding an enormous marlin or whatever the heck you're catching there.
Sturgeon.
I would love to basically be sniffing around a place called Bacon. I hate every part of this. Absolutely hate every part of this. And it's just salt in the wound. Like, you know, every text I get from DA, hey, can you reach out to this one? Look what we're doing here. Every Instagram picture. And I am sitting there basically last night eating bad cauliflower pizza and watching Elmo's Playhouse for the fourth time going, my life sucks.
I asked you to reach out to Jake Plummer because Plummer's been a friend of the show for years, and he lives in Idaho, and I've been told that he oftentimes comes down to a Boise State game, so I wanted to see if he was going to be in town. Did he respond to your text?
Well, I called 1-800-JAKE-PLUMMER last night. I didn't get an answer. But no, I've gotten no response. No response.
Maybe it's the wrong number.
Yeah, I mean, the last time that I had Jake Plummer answer me was 7 years ago, so it's potentially the wrong number. But I have also
had him on.
No, we didn't. When?
That
was 2014.
No.
Yes.
We just had him on over the summer. He was promoting some CBD thing.
Are you shit? Was I on vacation?
I guess maybe if you don't remember it. That's why I asked you to do it, because you just had Jake Plummer on.
I know I booked Jake Plummer and I have Jake Plummer's number, but I knew it was like our second year of overnights was the last time I had him on.
No. We've had Jake Plummer on at least 4 or 5 times.
All right, I'm going to go back through the emails. Maybe I was on vacation. I wonder if this was a Connor Green Aiden thing, and now I'm getting upended here.
It must have been. Who's produced the show over the summer and even out?
Connor
has.
Rubinoff.
Get me Rubinoff?
Yeah, and Aiden took care of guests. I will go back and I'll do my due diligence. I did have a number for him. I did reach out. I was going to do a little more digging on publicists and stuff today.
What?
What? 1-800-JAKE-PLUMMER has too many digits.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that was a joke. I didn't really call 1-800-JAKE-PLUMMER.
Take off the R.
Who produces the show when Sean is in, by the way? Because I'm wondering when he's not around who's in charge. When he's here, who would have booked Jake Plummer?
Right, and that's exactly what I felt yesterday when everybody was ragging on Trent Dilfer, and they said, well, who cares what he has to say? And I thought to myself, well, I basically only book quarterbacks that haven't been successful in the NFL, so who cares what anyone has to say then?
Yeah, when's Whedon booked back for this show? Thursday?
Elvis Gerbox on next week.
Well, okay, we got to figure out who booked Jake Plummer on this show.
That's such a disconnect. DA's like, we just had him with the CBD oil. I'm going, I haven't had him since 2014.
He did a Canadian bacon, didn't he?
But to be fair, DA, there have been times you have thought things were like a month ago, and they have been like 3 years earlier.
That is true, but I don't think I thought he was on this summer, and it was 2014. I think it was more recently than that.
And Cap has time he saw Jake Plummer on the show was Sunday Morning Football, which I don't produce, in 2017.
Okay. Well, if I thought this summer was Sunday Morning Football 2017, I need to cut alcohol out of my life.
Well, I need to go back to 3 Sunday Morning Football producers ago to see if they have the contact.
Do you remember if you asked Jake how Tebow would pan out as the Broncos quarterback? That might put a timestamp on
him. By the way, here's a workaround. Everybody in Boise keeps saying Jake Plummer. Ask one of them to see if he can come by on Friday.
Just stand outside his CBD, his CBD joint.
He's outside of the bacon
restaurant.
He is
next to 15 people with Jake Plummer's number. He's got me digging through emails 7 years old.
I'm going to ask the barista at Dutch Bros. Hey, has Jake Plummer ever come in here for a latte? We need him on Friday's show.
Hey, he was in here yesterday. Called 1-800-JAKE-PLUMBER. Yeah. Drop the R.
I'm going to hold a sign outside downtown Boise.
We have Jake Plummer on every week, Mraz. What are you talking about?
I need Jake Plummer's phone number for food. AB has our headline this morning. Mr. Bogues, what do we got?
We got headlines sponsored by 5-Hour Energy. It's the one when you got to get stuff done. Drink it in seconds, feel it in minutes, lasts for hours. Tastes great, too. 5-Hour Energy. Bogues, nobody in the NL wild card chase won last night except for the Cardinals.
The pitch to Kisner. A swing and a base hit to center field. That's going to score Rondon. It's going to score Sosa. The Cardinals have a three-run 11th and lead 7-4.
That's John Rooney on Cards Radio. St. Louis 3, top 11. Gave up 2 in the bottom half before beating the Mets 7-6. So the Redbirds take a half-game lead on the Reds for the second wild card. Cincy has dropped 6 of 8 with last night's 6-5 defeat in Pittsburgh. Manager David Bell.
Not to say it's easy. I mean, we have to turn this around. We know that. And I'm completely confident and feel it turning, and it's going to happen.
Padres, a game behind the Cards after an 8-4 loss at Dodger Stadium. The Phillies are 3 back after a 6-3 home loss to the Cubs, and the Mets are 4 behind. The Dodgers, by the way, by beating those Diamondbacks, have now clinched a playoff spot. Over in the AL, the Jays lost to the Rays 2-0. The Yankees dumped the O's 7-2, and the Red Sox won in Seattle 8-4. All of that creates a virtual tie with Toronto, New York, and Boston for the AL wild cards. The A's took a 10-7 loss in KC. They've dropped 3 in a row in 7 of 10, and the White Sox beat the Angels 9-3. The Saints are in the NFL's enhanced protocols with Michael Thomas, 6 assistant coaches, and 1 nutritionist testing positive for COVID. This means no in-person meetings, daily testing, and everyone wearing masks. The Saints play in Carolina on Sunday. The Niners have signed former Lion running back Kerryon Johnson to their practice squad because Raheem Mostert has opted for season-ending knee surgery. The Niners first said Mostert would miss 8 weeks with Sunday's injury. John Wall reportedly will not play again for the Rockets. He wants a trade, and the team apparently helping him find one. Houston plans to start Kevin Porter Jr. and Jalen Green at guard for the coming season. Aaron Gordon now signing a 4-year, $92 million extension in Denver after being traded there in the spring. And from MLS, NYCFC and FC Dallas played to a 3-3 draw, and Columbus topped Red Bull 2-1 to get within 1 point of a playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. And now, we're stunned.
It doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
It's kind of like scientists are now doing research for 2 reasons. 1, to figure something out for the benefit of all of us, and 2, to get mentioned on this show. A cow's number 1 and number 2, very bad for the environment. First of all, there is a lot of both, and when they mix together, they create ammonia. That and other substances in the waste can taint water supplies. So this needs to be addressed. And this apparently began as a joking question, what if? But then it became a full scientific study in Germany. Scientists have potty trained 11 of 15 cows in this experiment. The calves have the intelligence equivalent of a 2 to 4 year old, so they're Sean-ish. Some learn to pee in a special pen in as quickly as 2 weeks, and like with kids, researchers used special treats to entice the cows. As ridiculous as this sounds, if it can actually be done on a large scale, this would be a significant way to help reduce gas house emissions.
So wait a second. I know that methane, which is cow farts, is really bad for the environment. Opens up that ozone layer, climate change, global warming, etc. But just having them fart in the potty, how is that any different for the environment?
I think because then they could clean it and control it better. It would be all in one place, and I guess it would be easy to, if recycle is the right word, but if they could do it in a centralized location instead of spreading the wealth across all of the land, then it might be easier to keep a handle on.
Oh, what a smelly job.
So it's more like if they can get them into an enclosed area, they could probably filtrate that air better to maybe make the methane a little bit less potent.
Yeah, but number one's also involved in this too. It's not just number two. Like all of the waste product out of a cow is not good, especially when they do one on top of the other, apparently, and there's some mixing.
There's gas coming off of the number one as well, like when you eat asparagus?
Oh, yeah. Well, let the scientist, Sean, go.
Oh, I was just going to say this. You mentioned that the ones and twos, mixing them like a DJ would from the cow, forms ammonia. So does that mean when we clean like a table or a television with Windex, it's actually cow one and two?
Oh, come on.
Well, that's ammonia, right? How do they make ammonia? If that's what it's producing, can't you recycle that and make cleaning products then?
Ammonia is its own chemical product. It's its own chemical compound. Not all ammonia comes from cow urine.
Well, but if now you could recycle this and not ruin the ozone layer, can't you then recycle it into forming cleaning products and now
perhaps,
it really is a win?
Yes, down the road, yes. I guess I suppose there could be a way to reuse cow urine in your Windex. But when you use Windex, you're not using cow urine. You're using, made in a lab, its own pneumonia.
Well, but what are they using in a lab? Maybe they're using cows, ones, and twos. I think we're finding a good way to recycle products here. This is good.
There's nitrogen in the urine that mixes, I guess, with the gases in the poop to make the ammonia. Oh. So that's where they're getting the standalone substance is what they're mixing to make
so
your cleaning products.
So because the cow goes number two and then goes number one on the number two it's created, it's not just the number one?
Ugh. So they're each individually bad, but when they mix together and make ammonia, that's its own separate problem.
Gotcha. So it's like it's a high school volcano problem.
Basically.
Mr. Wizard.
If it's that bad that they're mixing, why are we putting him in the back of Buicks at McDonald's drive-thrus then?
Now, what a shame, because cows are so tasty, and they give us so many good things. Milk, steak,
eggs,
hamburgers, your entire dairy aisle, according to Mraz.
Butter.
Yogurt. I think they make Doritos,
butter.
Too, if you ask nicely.
Mraz, they do give us butter.
Because of the milk.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't, like, take a piece of the cow and it's a stick of butter.
No. No.
You might. You're turning the cow into a 7-Eleven. You go in, you cut off an arm, you got some butter, head to the back, get your cleaning supplies. It's not a convenience store.
What part of the cow is the Slim Jim?
Yeah.
Hooves or ruffles? Is that where they
Can I get some lotto tickets out of the ear?
And a taquito, please.
And what does the headline says scientists are trying to potty train cows to use the moo-loo. That's what they're calling this? Mm.
Oh, yes.
Always something catchy. Who wrote that, DA?
It's coming up on Swing or a Miss on the moo-loo. When we come back on the show, Nick Sirianni, is he actually exactly what the Eagles need? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Of what we're doing.
Sorry about that.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning. Let us clear our throats here on the DA show. The full episodes, full 4 hours, or the best of the show, always available in podcast form. Listen for it. Check it out, DA On Demand, by going to your favorite podcast platform and searching the DA show. Subscribe, rate, and review. Tweet at me, DA on CBS. Nick Sirianni was largely laughed at in the offseason, including by yours truly and this entire show, for some of the silly things that he was talking about, playing rock, paper, scissors with his potential draft picks and silly press conferences, and just overall looking like he was a fish out of water. Lane Johnson told a story this week about how emotional Nick Sirianni got before Sunday's opener against the Falcons.
He showed some clips of some players. He showed a clip of himself playing basketball back in high school, and maybe going his way and then persevering, and ended up playing the same team again and winning. And then at the end, he told everybody to break down, just go around and shake everybody's hand. So that's pretty much what we did for about 5-10 minutes, going around just dabbing everybody up, coaches, players, everybody, and said, "Man, this is a team." So it was a cool moment, and it was unlike some of the meetings I've had before.
Huh. That was courtesy of Jacob Sports. So Nick Sirianni showed the team video of him playing high school basketball? What? Nick Sirianni fired up his team by showing him high school basketball clips? Professional athletes? And then at the end of the game, he asked everybody to go around and shake each other's hands? But who am I to say? It worked. The Eagles were great on Sunday. Jalen Hurts was phenomenal. They dismantled the Falcons. Now, perhaps that had more to do with the Falcons, but it worked. And Lane Johnson, who I kind of view as one of those kind of bitter, cynical Eagles offensive linemen, they feel like they're all kind of bitter and cynical, said it was a cool moment. So I don't know. That would seem to be the peak of corniness. And then how can you get guys who are paid millionaires fired up looking at their head coach playing high school hoops and connecting it to perseverance? But look, I guess it worked. I don't know how, but it worked. So perhaps this Nick Sirianni routine of acting like the neighbor, the silly neighbor in an 80s sitcom is actually going to pay dividends. I'm not sure. When we come back, the USC job and a Chiefs assistant coach.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.